Hi, my name is Shani, and thank you so much for calling Omax Health. Am I speaking with Ms. Bailey?
Bailey, Glendon Bailey, yes.
All right, Mr. Bailey, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Give me just a second to get your account located here. Can you give me your zip code?
33068.
Okay. And I'm locating your account now, Mr. Bailey.
Okay.
Okay, can you verify the address for me?
911 Buckwood Avenue, North Lauderdale, 33068, Florida.
All right, thank you for that. I do have the account located here where you're receiving the 6-month supply of the Omax Ultra Pure.
Yes, that's the only one you're sending.
And also the cognitive boost.
Okay.
Okay, how can I help you?
Okay, I was checking in my account a while ago and I saw where the person charged a card and then 22441. No, I did not give him that card number. I gave him a card number and said, charge this card. Okay, now we went out and charged something, a different card.
Okay, hold on one second. Let's see. Okay, you said the card ending in 2446. We could fill that card in
2441.
2441?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so the 2441 is the card that's supposed to be billed?
No, I gave him the card number 9353. So that is a new card. I said, bill this card, 9353. That's the card. I give the information on that card. I said, bill this card.
Okay, what date did we update that card?
Sorry?
We did that back in November when we updated that card, correct?
No. You updated yesterday, the day before, Tuesday.
Okay, I'm not showing that a credit card was updated on Tuesday. The last time
what?
We up.
Do you have 9353 in it?
The last time that we updated the credit card information was back on November the 2nd. And that
no,
card.
So do you have a new card here, 9353?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
That's the card I gave him to take the money from.
Okay, let's see.
If you notice, that's a new card. I gave him that card to take the money from that card.
Okay, now this is what happened. When you called in on November the 2nd to update your card as far as to switch payment methods, when you update payment methods, we have to create a whole new account in order to get it updated. So that's why your next set of billings did not go to that new card. We were still billing the 2441 card.
But you cannot do that because when you do it, if you do that and the funds is short, like if I call and the funds are short, I will have to pay $35. That's why I give you that account. You should
okay.
Tell me that before.
I do apologize about that, sir. So that's why the charges were going to that card.
Yeah, but I have to pay $35 if that card don't go through.
Okay. So now, as far as where we are right now, that charge is still being billed, and we billed it again back on the 23rd, and I'm showing they issued a refund for it, but you disputed, you went ahead and disputed the charge with your bank?
It's not a matter of disputing the charge. It's a matter of you billing the right card, because what might happen automatically, I will have to call now and see if they can rescind that that $35. Okay, if not, I
okay.
Pay $35 because you build the wrong card. And because I know things like that can happen, I give you a card and say, charge this card.
Yes, sir. And I do apologize about the misunderstanding on how our billing works when you update credit card information. So what I will have to do to take care of this in order to stop billing that 2441 card, what I'm going to have to do is cancel out this entire account. And
okay.
Then...
If I did authorize it and say take it from this card, then I would have to make sure that the money is there.
Yes, sir, I do understand. I do understand,
okay.
And I do apologize about the error.
At the time when it was ordered, I know it's a possibility that the money might not be there. Okay, so I said they use this card.
Yes, sir. But in order to rectify this for future orders for you, Mr. Bailey, what we will have to do is cancel out this particular account here. And how much of the Ultra Pure do you have on hand now?
I don't have nothing on hand.
You don't have anything on hand. Okay, I'm showing that a shipment is coming out to you.
It's coming out, but my concern is not it coming out. My concern is that it's a possibility that I will have to pay.
You were canceled. The previous agent, she refunded it. She refunded the $144 that was billed. You were billed on the 23rd for $144.
She said she cannot do it because it's already out.
For whatever reason, I'm showing that it was refunded. It already shipped to you, but she already refunded it as well. So we can't stop a shipment that's already in transit. So you're still going to receive it. So for future orders for you, Mr. Bailey, again, what we'll have to do is we'll have to cancel out this particular account here for you so we can stop the billing to the 2441 card. Now, being that you have a new supply that's coming out to you, when you are ready to get your next supply, you'll have to place a whole new order with the new card. So I can't update this particular account with the card information just like you did last time when you called in November. Even though we got the card information, it didn't update because what happens is we have to get the CVV card code off the back of the card, and we can't do that until you place a new order. So my advice for you, Mr. Bailey, is when you're ready for your next subscription to come after you receive this one and you're ready to reorder, before you run out, call us back so we can place a new order for you so we can get you back on your monthly shipments with the new card.
Yeah, I understand. But I hope things like that doesn't happen because what really happens sometimes for some reason or whatsoever, maybe the card might lose or stolen or something like that, and the card change, the number of the card change. Okay? And in my circumstances now, I don't want to bill a card. And then if the funds is not there, we'll have to pay for it. Have to pay, late fee or some
By us showing that the refunds were issued, maybe they can waive that overdraft fee because it was a billing error. Maybe you can explain. Maybe if they see that the refund is coming back, they can waive that fee for you. But that's something that you'll probably have to ask them.
Okay, I will wait and see what happens.
Okay, but as far as any future orders with this account, I am canceling it out.
Okay. And the new card, that's the number you're supposed to be using, 9353.
Right. So when you're ready to place your new order, Mr. Bailey, we'll get your card information at that time. I don't want to go ahead and set up the account because with the new card information, because once I do set up the new account, it's going to bill you at that time.
Okay.
So we'll wait until you're ready for your next supply. Before you run out, call us back and we'll get your order restarted for your 6-month subscription as well as your cognitive boost.
Okay.
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 All right. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
The cognitive boost is coming out, or?
The cognitive boost is on its way as well.
Okay.
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 All right. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
No.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling OMAX Health. You have a great day.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.